News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Six. Now, an issue that parents around the country may well be being faced with, your son or your daughter gets into a relationship, but you don't like their girlfriend or boyfriend. So what do you do, if anything, I think? Leslie Shoemaker, counselling psychologist and lecturer at TU Dublin. Leslie, this is a tricky one. I have kids old enough to have boyfriends, girlfriends, what have you. Now, there's only one active girlfriend out there at the moment, and I do like her, thankfully. But what do you do if you don't?
Look, it's a worldwide problem. This happens all over the place. And by the way, my sister married the guy that my mother hated.
Oh, okay. And I love how jolly you are about it.
I love my brother-in-law. He's fab. Here's the thing. You know, parents want the best for their kids.
Of course.
This is coming out of a place of love, you know, and caring. The difficulty is if parents go and just point blank say, I don't like them. They're lazy. They're this. You know, you start throwing.
Not good enough for you.
Not good
enough.
You're going to push your child into the arms of that particular individual. And it's an opportunity.
Because you're going to make them defend the individual, aren't you?
Yep. But you're also making the child defend their choice.
Okay.
So you're putting them on this, your child on the spot as well.
Okay. So question. Just supposing you wanted to manipulate your child out of the relationship, what should you do?
I don't know if you can do that. Stay stum.
I was hoping you were going to have some. I wanted to pretend that that wouldn't be what parents are thinking, but they probably are thinking, how do we get them apart? Can we get them apart? But so you're saying there's no way. You just have to wait it out.
You have to wait it out and hope that, you know, the kid will see the things, as long as there's not like big red warning flags.
We're not talking about abusive relationships.
No,
we're talking about relationships that you don't like.
Yeah, just the everyday average type of thing.
They're annoying. They're messy. They're a bit rude or something.
Yeah. And I think it's an opportunity for parents to take a step back and to look at themselves and go, hold on here. What's this really about? What does this say about me? And, you know, again, let's start with the positives. It means you love your kid loads. And I think that's amazing. The other part of it is, like with my mom's a snob. And
your poor mom, can she? I hope you're not listening, Mrs. Shoemaker, wherever you are. I'm sure you're lovely.
It's five-hour time difference behind. And my mom is lovely, but, you know, and she just wanted the best for my sister. But the irony is my brother-in-law has a gifted IQ. It just, he loves getting his hands dirty. So he's always dirty. He's not a doctor. He's not an accountant. So that's what, you know, that's
okay,
I'm using.
So he didn't meet the standards.
He didn't meet the standard.
And is there some of that in this? I know you're saying that we want what's best for our kids. And I think ideally that would always be the case. But sometimes, do parents bring prejudice to how they view kids? Or also, are they threatened by the fact that when somebody has a relationship with somebody new, maybe an important relationship, that we are less important or maybe have less control or influence in our kids' lives, and it's a form of letting go?
Absolutely. And it is a form of letting go. And it's a form of the family reconfiguring itself into... parents have less importance. It's not that they're gone or anything like that, but this new partner comes in, say they do get married or they choose to have children together. Everything gets reconfigured. And that, you know, as humans, we don't like change. And that's challenging, you know?
It's probably one of those milestones on the road of parenting where you have to accept that your child is an adult, a young adult, or a semi-adult if they're in their late teens or what have you, but that they're an adult now, and you don't get to decide for them this stuff. But also, you kind of have to respect it. I mean, I operate off the try and befriend the boyfriend or the girlfriend that's coming into the house, because to me, I don't want to have a difficult relationship with them, because I think that's only going to be bad actually for my relationship with my kids, which is very important to me.
So you hit the nail on the head.
I've done that. That's my road.
That is exactly the test case of what you know parents need to do. You need to put your kid first and foremost. If this partner's making your kid happy, be happy for the kid. You know, they may not be your cup of tea, but it could be because your kid has some different values than you do, and that relationship just reflects that. If a parent is bringing in racism or some sort of bigotry, check yourself. You know, just check yourself.
Yeah. Ask yourself, what don't you like about the person? Yeah. And maybe there's nothing wrong with them.
Could be. There, you know, again, this is going to be an age-old problem.
Maybe lastly, do you ever talk, supposing you did have concerns and maybe even I don't like that your boyfriend, girlfriend, or I maybe even have concerns about your relationship.
Mm.
Is there a good way to navigate that conversation ever with your kid? Because sometimes you may have to broach,
yes,
if you think something is unhealthy. Like, I know that we're kind of veering off slightly just the dislike thing, but is there a good way to approach if a conversation needs to be had?
Keep it factual. Keep it simple. Is, you know, kiss. Keep it super simple. Key thing is, it's...
For a second, I was going, kiss. I'm not sure. Is that the right? Okay. But keep it super simple. Okay,
keep
cool.
Keep it super simple. Because if you start throwing in disparaging remarks and you start assassinating the person's character, that again is going to drive your kid away. They're going to feel judged. They're going to feel shamed. All those kinds of things. Keep it very factual. Keep it based on the behavior. If your child is not listening, back away. Regroup.
So don't labor the point.
Yeah. Okay. Just come back at it again.
As ever, some great advice there and great insights. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Leslie Shoemaker, their counselling psychologist and lecturer in TV.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.